Just to get a person to lose direction. That's kind of what we said. So the Yetzer is using the seichel and he's using the emunah that a person's developed and his ideas and understanding of Torah and Hashem. Yitaka uses that against him. What kind of some of what we spoke about last week? If it carries on, he says like this: "Of Cain, is there to loyeh training the Derechadosha Bedoyimalev." The first step a person needs to take is he needs a new Rak bedaitcho, and don't think only with your das. No, old people, what in the know? It's a door Kadash, we're in a new world. We're in a. The altest store is the eighth Shalom de Oischo. Don't uproot, don't contradict the eighths that they taught you. Ki ain't af eighths shetale shem lo yoidi. Don't think you'll come up with understandings and solutions and whatever that the Kadmonim didn't know about already. Yishlo Avinu is kol ha-toiv ha-ra she-yitzmach mimenu. They know. We've seen that all the time. Whenever they came up with something new and the Chachomim of that door were telling law, 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 in the end we saw they were right. Every time they were right. In each generation, whatever the ism was afterwards, everybody turned around and said, "Ay, chaval, we didn't listen." They knew what you were talking about. The thing they didn't understand. The Kach you might take into account that it could be that you'll imagine that your understanding is better than that of the Avosecho. Because all you see when you have an idea, when you have a concept, so all you see in that is the good side of it. If it wasn't good, you wouldn't come up with it. You come up with it because you see the good side of it. You don't see what damage this idea of yours could do in the future. Ashrei is supposed to know. You don't see the error in it. You don't see the mistake. It's a nezek sheyitzmach mimenu. You don't see the damage that's going to come out of it. Don't nullify the conduct, the hanhogas, the minhagim, and the fences that your ancestors did. They set them up. They knew what they were talking about. They knew more than you. And if they set them up, they're good. Don't come along and say, "Yeah, well, we don't need that anymore." The name of Shema Beni Musar Avicho, Shema Beni Musar Avicho. The Ramban quotes that the name of Al Mi Shemekel Doifi, the Minhage of Asecho, Dor Avi Vekalel. Don't mock your father. So the first eitza in dealing with the seduction of the Yetzirah, to make sure that you have a Messiah. You're walking in the path of your fathers. And yes, you'll come to logical conclusions and you'll analyze and you'll think about it, whatever. At the end of the day, you'll say, "Tov, okay, but what can I do?" The Jews in Shushan had unbelievably in two instances, logically, intellectually, they were 100% right and Mordechai was wrong, or so it seemed. Going to the feast, going to Ahasuerus' feast, not going with Mamas the Colon of Foshas. Look what happened when Vashti decided she's not coming to the feast. Mordechai told him, "Don't go to the feast." And the Hegion and the logic and the Svarach Shute was, "What are you talking about? Not go to the feast. There's no reason, because there's no reason not to go. You're going to be Mamas 100% kosher. There'll be machitzas." Halachically, there was no reason not to go. Yeah, so why not to go? And not only that, not to go, you're massacring the whole nation. We don't go to Ahasuerus. We'll be the only people that doesn't come to Ahasuerus' big party. They're coming from all over the world. Are we not there? What are you talking about? Shech, not to go. And for 9 years after the feast, it was all quiet. A cool shekhet. 9 years later, Haman comes up with a decree. You have to bow down to him. And Mordechai says, "I'm not bowing down to him." And they came to Mordechai and they said, "What are you doing? You're risking the life of the Jews. He's gonna go mushu, he's gonna get angry, and he's gonna come up with a gzeira to have us killed. What are you talking about? You're not bowed down, avoid him." Mordechai says, "No, I'm gonna sit mamash b'shara ir, I'm gonna sit where he walked past every day." And the people say, "What are you doing? A second time. Perfectly logical, no? You don't want to bow down to Haman Beseda. Al pi halacha, by the way, there was nothing wrong in bowing down to Haman. Al pi halacha, it was mutter to bow down to Haman according to many opinions. Other opinions, no, whatever. He had a pestle on him, whatever, but no one was intending to worship for the Fazara. Okay, so avoid him. You know where he walks, make sure you don't see him. No, go and antagonize him, rub his nose in it on purpose. You're risking the lives of the Jews. But Kachava, what happened? Haman makes a decree to kill the Jews. And what does Mordechai say? It's because you went to the feast. Imagine if you'd done that today. What would they do to him if the Goladol got up and did, pulled a move like that today? The Mamash, they'd stone him. What happened? Mordechai was right. Your chushim, every ounce of your being, your intelligence, your five senses are telling you Mordechai's wrong. On two occasions. He's 100% wrong. That's Emunas Chachamim. That's Emunas Chachamim. Have to know when to put aside your logic and your swaras and your seichel and know that there's somebody out there that knows more than you. He's more than you and he thinks more than you and he knows more than you. Even you don't get it. That's the Emunas Chachamim. That's what he's talking about here. We have a Messiah. We have a way. We know how we do things. That, by the way, I heard a pshat once. It says that yesh milchome im Amalek dor. So the simple pshat is in every generation. There's a war with Amalek, but I heard another pshat. המלחמה של עמלק זה דור דור, זה to נתק one door from the next, it's to break the bridge from the previous generation to the current generation. Because if he does that, then you're finished. It's game over. That's what the Holocaust did to a large extent. Left us almost without no Messiahs. The few individuals scattered all over the world rebuilt Torah from sticking to the Messiahs and the Talmidim that picked up from them. But the Jewish people as a large lost complete from already the First World War. The breakdown in Messiah was palpable. And we see this economy. That's what he says here. After you've kept all the mitzvahs that you have to do, you want to take on beyond the letter of the law, humrus according to your ability, in addition to the mitzvahs, adding to the mitzvahs. If that's coming from an inner yearning for Chassidus, what the Torah means by Chassidus, not what we mean today. And you've placed this through the Seichel. The Seichel's decided to do this. It's not some kind of emotional, you know, I get this emotionally moment and I want to have an emotional arousal and I want to feel emotion. That's why you do that. No, it's a full, collected, calm, no intensity, seicheldicke decision. It's not coming from your driving for your yearnings, your lustings. As Adama writes it, with Kabbalah love tzracha, then it's acceptable. And not only that, you'll get tzracha for that. You're not doing anything that goes against the das of the chachomim that came before you. Because they themselves said, the person has to make fences for the Torah. It means it to himself. There was a chazal that was able to do that for the whole klal. We don't have anybody that can do that anymore. We don't make new zayras and tikkunos, and we don't have that today. In Lanu, it's there. At individual community levels, you might find that, like in America, they're trying to make zeros against the weddings, the ostentatious weddings, whatever. You find stuff like that. But in terms of halachic chumras, in terms of tagging fences, new zeros, the rabbanon, we don't have that anymore. But a person for himself, that's very admirable, as long as he's not going against what came before. Because they didn't go beyond the letter of the law. They just did whatever they were supposed to do. Kept the Torah the way it was supposed to be kept. They didn't strive for more. They didn't go beyond the letter of the law. I don't know if he's talking about Benon Malkum, Benon Mechaveiroi. No, that would be what the Gemara there is dealing with. Void Amru Nanavarazaru, Yudzai Namabes, Amru Rabhuna, Kalo Isek Batera Bilvad, Demish Misha Ain Lo Elokai. Someone who's Isek in Torah Bilvad, he's just Isek Batera. But someone doesn't have a God. The Nehema, the Yomim Rabim Israel, the law Elokai MS. It's not enough just Torah. If Torah doesn't lead to Maisim, if Torah just stays Torah, then it's like someone doesn't have a God. That's Torah u'gemilas chasodim. The Torah we see from the Avos HaKadoshim and all through the generations, the greatest people, the greatest chachamim, but also the biggest Baalei Chesed that goes hand in hand. If it's just Torah without the Chesed, there's nishkin Torah. Or as the Gemara says, it's Torah, but it's like this man doesn't have a God. He's living in a godless world. Yeah, many goyim have got philosophers and great minds. Aristotle, one of the greatest minds that ever was. But when it came to his behavior, it was far from admirable. And Chazal tell us, what's a person supposed to do to avoid the premier Sainik sufferings? Lasik Petera Ugamilis Tosodim. That's the basis of who we are. ואיך את החסידים אומר, מי שאין לו מייסה פה משהו מחויב, אין לו עושה גם איזה משהו מחויב. Somebody who doesn't add on to what he's obligated to, he's not even going to do what he's obligated to. Now that needs a hesper. What's wrong with just doing everything I'm supposed to do? I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I need tzaddik. Tzaddik, somebody who does everything he's supposed to do. Somebody who does more than he's supposed to do is a chassid, and he spoke about that. You have to have a tshuka for chassidus. What's wrong with just being a tzaddik? He's talking about a tzaddik here. Someone's doing everything he's supposed to do. Says he's doing everything he's obligated, yeah? But he just doesn't add to that. But he won't even do what he's supposed to do. What are you talking about here? If you're not trying to be a chosid, you won't even be a tzaddik. What's wrong with being a tzaddik? It says in the footnotes here, Mamash needs a hezba. Hey, nanam tzaddik paharetz asholo yechto. There's not someone who's a tzaddik, a full tzaddik that doesn't do sins. We know that ain't tzaddik paharetz asholo yechto. If a person will add on for himself beyond the letter of the law, he'll make for himself protection, devices, and fences, and additions to what he's obligated to do. He's not being nichshol in the mitzvah itself, because he put up a protective fence. It's like a buffer zone. Around his mitzvah, he's put up a buffer zone. So when he's nichshol, he hasn't come to attack the mitzvah itself because he's put up something around the mitzvah. If all he's doing is the etzem mitzvah, so when he's nichshol, what's he nichshol in? It can only be the mitzvah because he doesn't have anything around protecting the mitzvah. You have a house, and around the house you put up a wall. Yeah? So when there's a breach in the wall, there's a breach in the wall. It doesn't affect the house. But if you don't have a fence, then the first line of attack is the house itself. There's no one who's keeping all the mitzvahs that doesn't do avirus. So if he puts up fences, the avirus won't attack the mitzvahs he's doing. But if he doesn't put up a fence, then the mitzvah itself he's not even going to do, because the next one is going to be in the mitzvah itself. There's a lovely moshel I heard about this once. It was a yid. He came into a bookstore, came into a swari shop. He wanted a siddur. So the shopkeeper sized him up, and it's a simple poshut, ma'aretz yid, he wants to daven. Again, very simple siddur, you know, no pirushim, whatever, just a plain simple siddur. They said, no, he needs something with a bit more pirushim, whatever. So the shopkeeper was a bit surprised, but what does he care? He's selling svarim, yeah? The guy wanted a bit more pirushim, no, and he wants, eventually God, he wants to eat the siddur tefillah, you know, there's about like 500 pages before you even get to Adon Olam, you know, so he wanted this really, really, you know, this spitzy siddur with all the pirushim, whatever. So the shopkeeper said, "Can you explain to me? You don't look like you're a big tamachu, whatever. What do you need with the big siddur for? You know?" He says, "My children pretend to daven. They see me davening, so they also pretend to daven. So they take the siddur and they start turning the pages, whatever. And very soon the pages start coming out. And he says, there's only like two or three pages before Don Olam, and eventually the Don Olam gets uprooted. If I have 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 pages of Pirutu before we get to the Don Olam, by the time they get to the Don Olam, it takes a long time, so the Don Olam doesn't get uprooted." I said, that's the marshal. The person puts up fences, so the Yetzer Hara is going to attack you. If you put up a fence for yourself, so then he won't uproot the Don Olam. He'll take out a Chumriyah and a Hidu there, but at least you'll be left with a mitzvah. Again, practically, how you take this from the Chovos HaLevavos and you put it into practical essence, whatever, and lo yodei bidyuk. You know, there's so many inbuilt hidurim and chumras just in our day-to-day lives. Our lives are so muhuda in so many different areas. Okay, but take one small thing again. A person takes one small thing that he sees that maybe does have nicholim in, and put up a few little fences or whatever, you know, throw in a few pages before they were done. Alarm, don't exactly know exactly what to do with this lamaisa. But the yesod is the yesod. If you're going to just do what you have to do, and since there's this chazaka that you're going to do averus, so it's kedar to have like a buffer zone that you're doing averus, you're not doing them in the mitzvah itself, you're doing them in the chumras, in the hisofas. Okay. I got no examples come to mind right now. I suppose each person has to think about his own averus and how you, because we're talking about protecting your mitzvahs. I don't know. The big book. I don't know. I can't think of examples. Maybe you'll help me over the week. You'll think about potential examples and try and get some kind of a working definition. Yeah. But that's the idea. First idea here, and it's critically important as we get further and further away and we get deeper and deeper into this Golus, holding on to Emunas Chachamim is the end of our Yotei. You have to hold on to that very tight, onto the Atah B'chatanu, on knowing that we are the chosen people. That's more Chashuv. But Emunas Chachamim, man, in the Masorah that we have, and understanding that they knew so much more than us and they had access to everything, then we have to know that there's a pursuit. And to cleave to that and to hold on to that, the second idea we've learned here tonight is that it's very important at a personal level. But the Chazal and the Rabbonim, they do what they have to do, but at a personal level, for this person to find, again, with his seichel, it's very important. If there's any intensity and there's any like revving up, don't go there. It's not a healthy place to go. It'll blow up in your face. It's been processed. It's with seichel. It's with intelligence. And he finds some kind of, buffer zone, some kind of fence to build around, some mitzvah that he knows maybe he'll be nichshol in. And this way, he won't be nichshol in the aveira, in the mitzvah. He'll be nichshol in the protective device. To think about that. What problem? I'm not sure. Our whole lives are offenses. Most of what we do are derabbanans. And Shabbos, and most of Shabbos is derabbanans. To be over in Issa D'Oraisa on Shabbos is not so easy. And most of it's derabbanans, mukta, the whole world of mukta. Keeps you busy the whole day. It's all the derabbanans. Take away all the derisas from all the derabbanans from Shabbos. Shabbos is a normal day. It's not that much, doesn't look that much different, Yeah. Malachas you can't do, but how many malachas do we do anyway? I'm not plowing and planting and feeding and I'm not gardening. I'm not, it's like a, I'm not baking bread. I'm not pesach. So most of Shabbos is derabbanans. So a lot of it's been set up for us already. Okay, that's what he says. So I'll take his word for it for now. Because he told us you have to listen to the Chachamim that came before you, and he certainly qualifies as someone that has to be listened to. So let's just finish off this last article, yeah? Chazal matted it because who are you to add on to Hashem's mitzvahs? You need a heter to do that. And they obligated us to do it. Okay. Kamosha Amru, ala kodesh. We add from chol to kodesh. The loisif v'tzayim. We add from chol to kodesh, and we add to the tzom. We take out the fast a little bit later. We haven't got time now to go into all the footnotes. Maybe next week we'll start by looking at the notes here. There's some interesting explanations about what we're reading here. Betfilo, betstaka, to be moitzi, betfilo, betstaka, and to hold back from taking on and eating too much unnecessary. Gami mumuteristan, if it's muta, that's the musag of kedoshim to you. Ba'osur lan li shove b'shem Hashem afilo ala emes. Chazal told us not to make shvuas using the Shem Hashem, even if you're telling the truth. Not also, to make a shvua Shem Hashem, that's true. Because I'll say, don't do it. Don't do it. Not to speak too much, even if there's no sheker in them. Don't talk too much about other people, even if you're not saying something negative about them. To talk negatively about people that are rebelling against Avodas Hashem, even though they deserve it, don't speak about them. They deserve to be mevazed and to be spoken negatively about. Adif lo ledaber means the things you need to be moisif and the things you need to hold back from being moisif. Lots of things that are mutter, about the diet to avoid them. Okay, we'll pick this up next week, and that's a shame. We'll go through this. A lot of interesting footnotes here that I want to go through. It's quite over as man. We can be moisif and we can be machmir also, yeah. Yeah. Just one thing came into my mind is but again, I'm not sure it doesn't fit in here, is if you're learning an hour a day, so learn an hour in a minute. And moisif, an extra minute learning. You know, something like that, or start 2 minutes earlier, or whatever. That's, I'm not sure. Not sure. I have to go think about long and hard about how in my own life I can find. Certainly, shtika is a very good tool to work on. You don't have to talk about other people if you're not saying anything bad. But if you start praising somebody, you know where it leads to eventually. Yeah, but, you know, he once did it. The Yetzer Hara dances on speech. Okay, Veseda.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
Have a happy Purim. This Friday is Purim, Rabbi. So it's a... The Purim cotton. Ma'abim besimcha. Have to be besimcha. Okay. Take good care. All the best.
Take care. Shalom. Ciao. Ciao, Ali.